Thank you for joining us today. We appreciate you tuning into the broadcast. And as always, I hope you'll stay tuned for the next 30 minutes as we look into the Word of God. This past week, Chattanooga and the North Georgia area suffered some of the greatest devastation that there's ever been experienced in this area through the storms that came through here, and particularly Ringgold, Georgia. And you know, when these things happen, almost inevitably, you start hearing comments about God's involvement in that which took place. Years ago, I did a message right after Hurricane Katrina, and the title of that message was, Did God Destroy New Orleans? And it was really prompted by some things I heard immediately following that storm and about how God was using that to judge people and so forth. And today on the broadcast, what I want to do is I want to share some things out of the Word of God in relation to the question, does God cause these kind of things to happen? And what is God's role? Why, in other words, when things happen like this, always the first question is why? Why is it that a whole family would be taken? Why is it that one person over here would suffer destruction, another person just a few feet away would suffer no destruction whatsoever? And so the questions arise as to why, and generally those things center around God's involvement in this. Why did God do this and thus and so forth? And I think those questions are gendered many times simply because people don't really understand about how God is operating in the present dispensation in which we're living. And I think an understanding of that really helps us to be able to sort out the confusion and the details about how God is working today. And if we understand the Word of God rightly divided, and we understand God's Word as it's written to us today, it really helps us to be able to deal with these situations. Now, many times it doesn't help the hurt necessarily. It doesn't help us as far as the loss is concerned, but it certainly helps us to understand why these things take place. For example, when we lose a loved one, and we understand that people die because of the sin curse that's upon this earth, that helps us understand. That helps us to know that we sorrow not as though